He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the February 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got one of those days where the market is waiting to hear. What's it waiting to hear? It's waiting to hear from the Fed later today on what their plans are moving forward. And for that reason, you've got a market that it's up a little, down a little right now, down 3 points on the Dow, 25,894, not that far from 26,000. Over at the NASDAQ, it's doing best of all. The NASDAQ right now is up 18 points, call it 13 points, 7505. It's up 0.25%. The S&P 500 is basically flat right now at 2780. The fireworks will begin today. Set your watch, your alarm for 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when the Fed makes its announcement. We've got the Russell 2000 Small Cap Index just hanging around watching the action, not doing much of anything here this morning. Oil is down 22 cents, $55.87 for a barrel of oil. Gold is up another $2.20. Gold is up to $1,347 per ounce. That is a new 52-week high. No rhyme or reason to it. Other than it's hitting a new 52-week high. Silver is up 7 cents, $16.03. We have the all-important 10-year yield at 2.65%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson on this February 20th edition, where we have the market waiting, sitting on its thumbs till it finds out what the Fed has to say later this afternoon. And then the fireworks will begin. But I don't expect much. I don't expect anything that's not already expected from the Fed. Those words, patient. And, you know, we're in no hurry here. We can be very patient with our interest rate trajectory here. That's what the market expects to hear. And anything short of that could cause a spill in the market later today. We also have the U.S. and China continuing to talk. There seems to be a lot of optimism surrounding that even if President Trump does not get what he wants, they'll at least declare some kind of a truce for now on the tariff war, and the economy can move on. So we'll see where that where we stand on the China tariff. In fact, there was a deadline of March 1st, but now President Trump said on Tuesday discussions are going well, and he suggested he was open to pushing off the deadline to complete negotiations outlining March 1st. And he says that is not a magical date anymore. So we will see what we will see. How about my San Diego Padres? You know, I guarantee you that the year I move from San Diego, they'll go to the World Series. They'll win it all. I've been waiting for 49 years. I was at the original Padre first game against the San Francisco Giants in 1969 as a 12-year-old. We continue to wait for that World Series flag. Well, I don't think the signing of Manny Machado guarantees any World Series flag, but where did the money come from all of a sudden, huh? The biggest sports contract in the history of any sports. Manny Machado will now reside at third base for the San Diego Padres. Bit of a trouble child. We'll see if he can behave himself there in a very laid-back city of San Diego. Well, we had the global shares higher on U.S.-China trade deal hopes. Hong Kong up 1% overnight. China up 1.5% overnight. India up 1.1%. And Europe basically flat. Japan up 0.6%. Of course, waiting news on developments in the U.S.-China trade war and the Fed meeting today. Well, we had a terrible retail report that was put out on Valentine's Day. Retail sales really plunged for the month of December. Of course, that report was way late because of the government shutdown. Now we get chain store sales today. They increased 5.4% for the week. That's a very solid pace. Once again, that's according to Johnson Redbook. Month-to-date sales in February up 5%. Sales expected to be up 4.9% for the full month. I said during that big report, that big slide in retail sales, I said, I don't think there's anything to worry about here. I think this is just a one-off, and that's what it looks like. Other good news for the economy, mortgage applications snap a four-week losing streak. Well, interest rates have come down again. The 30-year mortgage is now at 4.66%. And the composite index, we had an increase in mortgage applications of 3.6%. versus minus 3.7% last month. So that's good news. Maybe there's a little bit of activity going on in the real estate, in the home sector. Gold hits a 12-month high. How about that? Let's just look at a chart of gold. You know, I watch it. It's hard for a guy like me who is very analytical and a number cruncher and growth-oriented to get my hands around, my arms around gold prices. I don't know how to predict gold prices, the direction of gold. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it right now. Gold likes a weak dollar. The dollar's been strong. Gold likes inflation. There hasn't been any inflation. And yet, gold is breaking out again today to a new 10-month high. Well, some people say it's safe haven buying, and I heard some on the Fox Business Channel today mention the political uncertainty in Europe, especially in the UK, one of the biggest economies in the world, where they've got kind of a political mess right now. And that's another reason being given, possibly, for the sudden rise in gold. But gold has made a nice move here recently. I do not have any exposure. I've also noticed that the gold stocks, AU, I think I sent out a stock twit yesterday about the big pop in AU, Anglo Gold, and a lot of the junior gold miners like Sibanye Gold, SBGY, and a few others really making a bold move here recently. Is an electric plane coming? Well, if the Green New Deal goes through, I guess there will be a big demand for electric planes. How far can they go, however? An electric plane startup that's planning to fly a battery-powered passenger plane. Boy, I don't know, flying over the Atlantic in battery power is getting a boost. Siemens, which will make a motor for the aircraft, is joining up with this electric plane startup. Eviation, not aviation, the name of the company, Eviation, has designed an all-electric plane it calls Alice. Poor Alice, I think she'll know. An aircraft that seats 9 passengers. It's planning to fly at the Paris Air Show in July. Well, I'll keep my eye on it. I just hear that noise and rumble of those big jets taking off from the Charleston airport here, headed for destinations around the world. with, 300, 400 passengers on board. I don't know about if we'll have electric planes anytime soon, but if Ocasio-Cortez has her way and the Green New Deal, we got to come up with electric planes. Automobile sales in China plummet once again. You know what? President Xi of China has got to be anxious to make a deal. His economic reports continue to be horrible. Automobile sales in China sank 15.8% in January to just 2.4 million units. Chinese brand sales down 22%. A lot of companies in the news today. Apple, CVS, Tilray, Analog, Freeport-McMoRan, Southwest Airlines, Wix, ShotSpotter, Salesforce, PayPal, and on and on and on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The peach trees are blossoming here in South Carolina, and the crack of the bat can be heard at spring training facilities all across this great land. That must mean that it's time for the annual Financial Fest in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's right. Put Saturday, March 16th on your calendar. Bill Gunderson will once again be one of the headline speakers at the Embassy Suites Convention Center in Scottsdale. He'll also be running a booth at the annual event. Come by and meet the team. Bill's new all-star financial planner will be making his Major League debut. You may also be one of the winners for dinner for two at Bill's favorite restaurant anywhere. It's right there in the Phoenix area. Bill and Bart will also be available to meet with you personally on Monday and Tuesday, March 18th and 19th. If you'd like to grab one of the few spots that Bill has left for a personal one-on-one meeting to discuss your financial needs, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also visit our website at GundersonCapital.com to book your appointment now.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the first stock I want to put under the so-called microscope here today, I want to check in on Apple. Apple is in the news today. HSBC sees Apple's China woes continuing. HSBC says Apple's iPhone sales issues in China are likely to continue beyond the short term as the company goes beyond price points. Yeah, those new phones are not cheap. The firm cites an internal survey showing consumer preference shifting away from Apple and towards homegrown rivals like Huawei. HSBC also thinks that Apple's market share in Europe could start slipping due to similar pricing concerns and rising competition. In terms of tailwinds, the firm's still positive on Apple's strong cash flow potential and cash position, rating maintained at hold with a $160 target price. Well, Apple's at $172 today, HSBC, so you've got a $160 target price. Apple's stock actually is showing signs of life today. It has recovered. It got down to 142 on December 24th, a very critical day in the market, a capitulation day, and now it's back to 172. It's up $30 per share off the bottom. It's been going sideways here. My issue with Apple, now I own Apple in my growth and income portfolio because it is still a growth stock. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 13% growth, but it continues to decelerate. You know, I believe that the cycle, owning phones and turning them in, has become a much longer cycle that works against Apple. Going forward over the next 5 years, the analyst consensus growth rate for Apple is in the 8% to 9% range, okay, single digits now. No longer the 13% that it's averaged over the last 5 years. And let's not forget, it was not that long ago that it was a 25 to 30% grower. So from 30 miles an hour down to 15 miles an hour, and now it's slowing to 8 miles per hour. Well, that's good enough for me for a growth and income dividend stock, but not for a pure growth stock. Therefore, I do not own it in my premier growth portfolio. That portfolio is reserved for the greatest, the best growth stocks, large caps that I can find, according to Gunderson, out there in the world today. Apple's current dividend yield is 1.3%. Now, my real issue with Apple right now is its valuation. My five-year target price, keep in mind that I like stocks that have 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years. When I take Apple's earnings estimates of $12.74 for next year, I extrapolate them out at 8 to 9% over the next 5 years. I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate to those potential earnings 5 years down the road. I get a $250 target price 5 years from now. The stock is currently trading at 173. So 173 to 250 plus a dividend yield of 1.3% along the way. That gives me 53% upside potential over the next 5 years, and that deserves, that earns a Gunderson value grade of F+. All right, so there's my problem. The performance grade is A-. Yeah, I mean, they've had some pretty good long-term performance. Their 10-year average, 35% per year is what it's returned to shareholders over the last 10 years. But that's slowing down. That's also decelerating. Stock price and earnings growth go hand in hand, and as the earnings growth decelerates, so does the stock price appreciation. Over the last 5 years, 20% per year. And I think going forward, you're looking more at like 7 to 8%, 9%, somewhere in there per year, average return. Therefore, my current ranking on Apple is 1,340 out of 5,067, but I do continue to own it in my growth and income portfolio. CVS. Okay, here's my story on CVS. I really liked Aetna. Aetna was a great growth story. And CVS came along and made a bid to buy Aetna. And I owned Aetna, and Aetna shot way up. And then Aetna, I think I eventually sold Aetna because I didn't feel like there was that much upside potential. But then there became a big gap in Aetna between the price that CVS was dangling in front of Aetna and the price that Aetna was trading at. In fact, Aetna was trading at about a 15 to 20% discount to where CVS's offer was. So I got back into Aetna as an arbitrage play because I felt very strongly that the CVS-Aetna deal would go through. Well, it did go through, and I made another 15 or 16% on my Aetna shares. Now, what did I do when Aetna, what I got from my Aetna shares were cash from CVS and CVS stock. And what did I do with my CVS stock after the deal consummated? I immediately sold it. Why? Because CVS has been a very poor performing stock over the years. I mean, go into a CVS store, okay? You can get almost anything at the CVS store in the grocery store. Where I go, I want a one-stop shop where I can get my clams, my soup, my fresh bread, and whatever I need, you know, along the CVS lines, my cough drops and things like that. So, you know, I just never could see, I just think, these standalone drugstores, not a very good growth business. And it shows up in CVS's results. Over the last 5 years, CVS has returned to investors a paltry 1.7% per year. The market has delivered 7.3% per year. And Aetna's or CVS's growth going forward is expected to be about, well, 10% is the estimate. I have a hard time believing that. But the performance of the stock has been terrible. In fact, over the last 3 years, the stock has been going backwards by 8% per year, while the market has been going forward by 11% per year. That's not a good deal there for CVS. CVS gets a performance grade of D. Not good enough to be a best stock now, that's for sure. It's currently ranked 1,744 out of 5,067. I'm happy I sold my CVS when I did. And Aetna, I'm so glad I met you. And I hated to say goodbye, but CVS is down 7.7% today after a crummy earnings report. You know, worse stocks now continue to produce bad earnings. Seems to me best stocks now are more prone to produce good earnings, although there's no guarantees in that. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
The peach trees are blossoming here in South Carolina, and the crack of the bat can be heard at spring training facilities all across this great land. That must mean that it's time for the annual Financial Fest in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's right. Put Saturday, March 16th on your calendar. Bill Gunderson will once again be one of the headline speakers at the Embassy Suites Convention Center in Scottsdale. He'll also be running a booth at the annual event. Come by and meet the team. Bill's new all-star financial planner will be making his major league debut. You may also be one of the winners for dinner for two at Bill's favorite restaurant anywhere. It's right there in the Phoenix area. Bill and Bart will also be available to meet with you personally on Monday and Tuesday, March 18th and 19th. If you'd like to grab one of the few spots that Bill has left for a personal one-on-one meeting to discuss your financial needs, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also visit our website at GundersonCapital.com to book your appointment now.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we have, the market's positive, but it is on hold here today. We're going to get news from the Fed later on today. Maybe we'll get an update also on the China-U.S. trade standoff. But the market has definitely been optimistic here. And I agree with the pundits that I listen to saying, you know, this market wants to go higher. We are having a very good year so far here in 2019 in the growth counts, the growth in income accounts. And you know what? I've seen some bad portfolios come to me from different firms around the country that call themselves money managers. And, you know, I just look, everybody does it a little bit differently. And if you'd like to talk to me or my financial planner, Bart Bailey, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. I have clients all over the country. You can also go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. You take a look at the portfolios that I run and see how they're doing so far this year. All right, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Okay, I want to feature another stock here that's in the news today. Before I do that, there is news on a cannabis stock. I know you're all wanting cannabis stock news. I remember 2 years ago, it was Bitcoin. Everybody wanted to know, what do you think of Bitcoin, Bill? What do you think? Should I? And I said it was sewer water. It's sewage. It's garbage. And, of course, it didn't turn out. It hasn't turned out so well. Maybe that was just a big pullback in Bitcoin. But there's a lot of people lost 60, 70% from Bitcoin. And they went off, you know, licking their wounds. That's a very bad thing to suffer. But they were strong believers in it, cryptocurrencies. And I warned against it. Now, as far as the cannabis stocks go, I'm not saying it's not a growth industry. And I'm not saying there may not be some very good drugs that come from all of this. I'm just saying, show me the profits first. I have yet to see any profits in any of these stocks. Well, Tilray's in the news today. They are acquiring Manitoba Harvest for up to Canadian $419 million. Wow. Cannabis Harvest is a hemp food maker. And Tilray says the deal will expand its product line into the natural foods category while leveraging Manitoba's know-how in cannabinoids. Okay, let's check in on Tilray stock, which is considered the blue chip, maybe it in canopy growth. Tilray was $300 a share back here in mid-September. It's now $81 per share. It's lost 75% of its value since its peak. It's pretty much been going sideways since, well, it started the year at about $100 per share. It's now $81 per share. Tilray's down about 15 to 20% so far this year. Tilray still operating on just 32 million dollars in sales. $32 million in sales, and it's a $7.6 billion company. That continues to be a ridiculous price to sales level. Price to book is astronomical. And there are not any earnings yet. So there's your update there on Tilray coming from Gunderson. Tilray has traded almost 2 million shares already here today. Tilray is up 5.22% this morning on the news. Okay, let's do one that I like a little bit better here. Analog Devices. This is a company headquartered in Norwood, Massachusetts. I want to say it was in the Silicon Valley. I'm sure they still have a presence there. But ADI, over the last 5 years, has been growing their earnings by 23%, although we've seen some deceleration lately, especially with the slowdown in the semiconductor chip sector. Analog Devices is a large cap at $39, almost $40 billion in market capitalization. It also pays a dividend, 1.8%. I don't think Analog would be a contender or a candidate for my premier growth portfolio, but the growth and income portfolio may be a nice fit there. It does have growth, 23% per year over the last 5 years, and it has a dividend yield of 1.8%. You know, those growth and income companies, they can come from any walk of life. Be a tobacco stock, a food stock, a consumer staple, a utility, a real estate investment trust, a REIT. Can be a technology stock. For instance, I do own Apple in that portfolio. I also own Microsoft in that growth and income portfolio. Analog Devices has put up some pretty good numbers over the years. Consider that over the last 10 years, it's put up numbers of 21.6% per year, while the market's delivered just 12. Over the last 3 years, Analog total return average 3 years, 29% per year, market 11.1. Over the last 12 months, Analog up 20%, market down 5.7. Those are some very good returns. In fact, when I stack up those returns, short-term, intermediate-term, long-term, against the rest of the market, it gets a performance grade of A-. This is one of the top-performing stocks, especially a large-cap dividend payer in the entire market. Sometimes you can get a little bit creative with those dividend growth and income stocks. You know, you think of them as utilities, and real estate investment trusts and consumer staples. But a lot of times, some of these, Intel would be another good example that pays a very hefty dividend and is still continuing to eke out growth. Well, Analog is expected to continue to grow their earnings by 12% per year over the next 5 years. I have a $170 price target on ADI. They're in the news today because they beat earnings. And the stock is breaking out to new 52-week highs. That's a good thing, too. Stock up 2.7%. Analog, in my book, has 75% upside potential, much better than Apple's 52%. When I combine the valuation and the potential upside potential, along with the performance of the stock, I get a stock that is ranked at number 110 out of 5,067 yesterday before their earnings report. That's the ranking, actually, is as of yesterday, 110. ADI, Analog Devices, not a recommendation, but an example of that unique combination of value, decent value, and some hefty alpha returns. Performance, momentum, relative strength, whatever you want to call it, over the years, coming together in my system of ranking. I now have 5,067 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds in my Best Stocks Now database, which is kept current by yours truly throughout the day, throughout the week. And Analog Devices currently comes in at number 110 out of 5,067. What a great tool. I mean, whether you're a professional money manager and you're considering looking at a stock, look how quickly you can take a look at CVS, the results, the returns, and you can hold your nose. And look how quickly you can look at a Analog device and then say, I think I'll put that one on my watch list. That's kind of interesting, Gunderson. I didn't know that. $40 billion, huh? That's a large cap stock. Well, anyways, those rankings come out every day. They're updated every day. My valuations are updated on a regular basis as companies come in, report earnings, as earnings estimates change, etc. And The sectors are updated every day, and it's not like they're bouncing around all over the place from day to day. These trends can remain in place for a long, long time. You will learn a lot about individual stocks and the market sectors and assets classes, etc., by using the Best Stocks Now app, www.beststocksnowapp.com. Okay, what's up next? Well, Freeport-McMoRan, we got to talk about that a little bit. These material stocks are blowing up right now, but there's something very important to keep in mind about the basic material stocks. Southwest Airlines, Wix, which has been a hot one, ShotSpotter, which has been a very hot stock, Salesforce, PayPal, Texas Roadhouse, Five9. We'll see what we can do when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The peach trees are blossoming here in South Carolina, and the crack of the bat can be heard at spring training facilities all across this great land. That must mean that it's time for the annual Financial Fest in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's right. Put Saturday, March 16th on your calendar. Bill Gunderson will once again be one of the headline speakers at the Embassy Suites Convention Center in Scottsdale. He'll also be running a booth at the annual event. Come by and meet the team. Bill's new all-star financial planner will be making his major league debut. You may also be one of the winners for dinner for two at Bill's favorite restaurant anywhere. It's right there in the Phoenix area. Bill and Bart will also be available to meet with you personally on Monday and Tuesday, March 18th and 19th. If you'd like to grab one of the few spots that Bill has left for a personal one-on-one meeting to discuss your financial needs, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also visit our website at GundersonCapital.com to book your appointment now.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I have a hard time with the commodity, the basic material stocks. Freeport-McMoRan, for instance, getting a bounce today. It's been strong with the price of materials going up here recently. But over the long haul, they're very, very unpredictable stocks because they rely upon the price of the underlying commodities. So for that reason, in my growth portfolios, very seldom will you see these commodity stocks such as a Freeport-McMoRan, okay? I know it's based in Phoenix, and we're headed there soon. We got a large listening audience there in Phoenix, but I am not a fan of FCX Freeport-McMoRan. I am a fan, however, of a company by the name of PayPal. I've talked about PayPal in the past. PayPal's in the news today. It's getting an upgrade. BTIG. I don't know who they are. They're someone big. They're getting quoted. They must be big. Their analyst, Mark Palmer, boosts his price target for PayPal to 114 from 95. Well, I believe PayPal is one of those disruptive, game-changing types of stocks that I like. I like to own the disruptors and not the disrupted. And I believe that PayPal is on the other side of that equation. I've used PayPal for a number of years, personally, for all my newsletter subscriptions and my app subscriptions. I have zero complaints. Oh, there may be some people out there that think they've had an issue, but I've always found that it's been the user that's having the problem. It's not a PayPal problem. Well, PayPal is breaking out to a new 52-week high. In fact, PayPal is breaking out to a new all-time high today. PayPal has been more than a triple since its debut in 2015. Now, PayPal resides in my premier growth portfolio. It's a large cap stock, $113 billion in market capitalization. PayPal, the valuation that I currently have on the shares is $175 per share, which gives it 84% upside potential. That's in my wheelhouse. I like 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years. Where can you find these target prices that I put forth? You know, I learned from a very well-known mutual fund manager in the Bay Area who's no longer in the business as far as I can tell, but he's the one that taught me how to do five-year target prices on stocks, which made a lot of sense to me. Since as an analyst, which I also did for quite some time in the early days of my career, we come up with five-year growth rates. Why shouldn't we come up with five-year target prices to match those growth rates? That just makes too much sense to me. Yet we usually see very short-term price targets put out by Wall Street. Well, with 84% upside potential, it passes my valuation test. Does PayPal, PYPL, no guarantees, not a recommendation, just an example of a stock that I consider to be a best stock now and one that I own in my premier growth portfolio. It's a core holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. How's the performance been on the shares? Well, over the last 3 years, PayPal has delivered to investors 37.8% average return per year. There is no dividend yield involved here at all. This is a pure growth stock. It's not going to fit in a growth and income portfolio. The market over the last 3 years has averaged 11% per year. PayPal has lapped it three times and then some over the last 3 years, the market that is. And over the last 12 months, PayPal is up 23% while the market is down 5.7%. PayPal has been a very good performer. I can't compute a performance grade because I need 5 and 10 year results to do that. But the momentum grade, I can. And it's a momentum grade of A. I can also calculate my current rank on the stock. It's currently ranked at number 91 out of 5,067. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 439. A year ago, it was ranked number 52. 18 months ago, it was ranked number 73. So you can see the historic rankings in my app. You can also see every time I've sent out a comment on Twitter about the stock. You can see Bill's comments. January 25th of this year, I sent out a tweet on StockTwits and Twitter. Breakout of the day, PayPal, number 94 rank. I am long. That was my tweet. Back in July, good action in PayPal today, number 294 overall. I remain long. There's another good reason to follow me on Twitter or StockTwits. I am at Bill Gunderson. And when I see something that makes my eyeballs pop out, which isn't very many per day, anywhere from 2 to 5, 6 maybe, I send out a tweet on the stock. And, of course, I do have my live trading subscribers. For instance, when someone opens a new account with me, I got to put money to work. And if I establish, I'll say I already own PayPal in my Premier Growth, but I'm also buying it today for new clients. And those messages go out to my live trading subscribers, which I have many out there. Well, anyways, that pretty much does it. There is news. Texas Roadhouse not doing well. Margins, stakes are getting tougher. Their margins are getting tougher. Parking lot remains pretty full, though. Texas Roadhouse. ShotSpotter's in the news today. You know, that was kind of a fad stock. They have software that can determine where a shot was fired and get the police there very, very quickly. I see it as a fad stock. It had a big run up to $66 a share, and then it went down to $26. Ouch. Now it's back to $50. They are in the news today. Southwest Airlines in the news today. That stock is down 5.7%. I'm not a big fan of the airline stocks. Anyways, if you'd like to get in touch with Gunderson Capital Management and my team, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Check the newsletter out, the portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. They're listed in my newsletter every week. I couldn't be more transparent. See how we're doing so far in 2019. Go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, and have a very great day, everybody. Take care.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.